Part 5, Student Interview, Using the Braille Light to Print Math.
John, can you give me your impressions of the process for printing math symbols using the Braille Light? What do you think about it?
Well, I think that it's fairly easy to learn. Like you said, I already know most of the code, and all I need to do is just remember not to put the number sign indicators there and learn a couple of ASCII symbols. But yeah, once I get those down pat, after practicing them for a while, I think that it'll be very convenient for me to print out in Nemeth code, or I'm sorry, print the symbols out on the Braille Light, because it'll save me the work of previously having to write all or show all of my math work out in words. See, because in my case, I have an itinerant teacher, and I don't see her before my math class. So the previous night's homework is printed out, and to show the math teacher the work now, I'm writing it all out in words. Well, I think that if I am able to write it all out in grade 2 numbers, then and print it out so that it's readable, it's very, it saves me a lot of time. Saves me a lot of time.
Excellent. Do you have any other comments that you'd like to say about this method for printing ink print?
Not really. I would like to go back to a comment you made earlier, though, that says about that it's kind of unfortunate because if you're printing it out in Braille, the punctuation won't exactly be the same. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that is pretty fairly easy to learn, especially because, you know, considering how much math homework is given and how many math problems are done in class, you're exposed to it a lot, and that's why I don't think it would be too hard to learn.
I agree. That's my point, too. The point I was making is that there are only 7 different punctuation marks that you have to learn, and that's not any big deal, really. In fact, it's very easy for a person who's a competent Braille reader.